Winston Groom's 16th book, his third study of a Civil War battle, is a highly detailed hour-by-hour narrative of the Battle of Shiloh, April 6th and 7th, 1862. The battle came less than 1 year into the war. In Virginia, there had been several big battles, especially First and Second Bull Run, but there had yet to be a meeting of the great armies in the West, the territory from the Appalachians to the Mississippi. Shiloh would be that battle, and the savagery and cost of that battle would change minds north and south. The war would not be over by that Christmas, or the next, or the next. The South learned the North would fight, and the Yankee generals, specifically Grant and Sherman, determined the South could be subdued only by total conquest and subjugation. This volume is carefully, minutely researched. Groom gives very useful biographical sketches of characters like Grant, William Tecumseh Sherman, PGT Beauregard, and many of the other players. Groom summarizes how the war had gone to this point, April of 1862, and how the major players had arrived there. After a short and lucid summary of how Grant took Fort Henry and Fort Donelson, both in Tennessee, he gets to the main subject. The site of the battle was itself a savage landscape, torn by ravines, crisscrossed by swollen creeks, and wild tangles of woods devastated by tornadoes. The Union Army was on the west bank of the Tennessee River and might have built up a good defensive position, but they did not. In those days, Groom tells us, military intelligence really was an oxymoron. It was not considered quite cricket to spy on your enemy. So the Union forces did not know how many rebels there were or where they were. When the Southern forces attacked, the Union forces retreated, and fortunately for them, there were some natural defensive positions to fight from. They halted the rebel advance at a sunken road and from different patches of woods on the north side of open fields. As one always reads in Civil War histories, infantry charged bravely across those open fields and were killed by the thousands, by artillery and quick-loading rifles. The courage and the sacrifice were simply unbelievable. The landscape was American, rough. The technology was advanced. The tactics were 50 years out of date, Napoleonic. The result was slaughter. At Shiloh, in 2 days, of the 100,000 soldiers present, there were 24,000 casualties, more than the American Revolution, the War of 1812, and the Mexican War combined. On each side, about 1,700 were killed. As had been the case at Bull Run and elsewhere, generals at Shiloh, first Beauregard one day and then Grant the next, were roundly criticized for not following up on success and finishing the enemy off, the so-called lost opportunity. Groom explains, as I have not seen it explained before, how extremely difficult this would have been, quote, the terror, exhilaration, horror, and revulsion of just a few minutes in combat, to say nothing of a full day's worth of it, overtaxes the body's adrenaline and drastically drains the soldier of energy, end quote, even if the general orders one more charge. He very likely isn't going to get it.